Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm well rested because I didn't stay up for that Braves game.
Oh, yeah. Imagine
that. How about that? Longest in history, they said.
It's like 2 in the morning or something?
Yeah. It was like 2:30, 19 innings, and they won.
That was good.
I didn't know that they won. There was all this hoopla about how long it was.
And it was a bad call. They said that the umpire wanted to leave, and they just ended the game.
Can you imagine how tired?
I know. That's brutal.
Starting a doubleheader in the evening. Mm. Yeah. Long game. 19 innings. Wow. But not a marathon like our show is going to be today.
Exactly. We'll get right through this.
I'm looking forward to it, Lee, because we've got a big mix this morning. Some of my favorites, chocolate. You know how much I like chocolate.
Yes, big fan.
Can you imagine healthy chocolate?
I mean, is there such a thing?
There is. We're going to hear all about that. Got a little art mixed in there and some business from Avtex. And then also recess for grown-ups. How much fun does that sound?
Sounds awesome. Great concept.
Yeah. Let's start it off with a little something sweet. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Jane and Tricia Holder, and they're not even related. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Good to be here.
How did that work out?
You're really
out?
Not
they're
related?
They're not related.
No.
That's just a coincidence.
It is, definitely.
And it's not like Smith.
I know. That's
which is my maiden name.
That's even weirder now.
Yeah, that is. Well, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, and you brought some sweet things for us to try. But really, tell us about this healthy chocolate.
Well, our chocolate is dark chocolate. It's a delicious blend. It is a Belgium chocolate, and it is a Chovita blend, which is a blend of the Asahi berry and cocoa and blueberries.
How do you say the name of it?
Shosai.
Shosai, just how it's spelled.
What? It starts with an X. I'm glad I didn't try to pronounce that. Wow. Interesting. So, I mean, I know a little bit about chocolate, but I know that what makes it good chocolate is usually that there's a lot of the bean in it and not as much filler. But I'm looking at the packaging on some of these, and they've got a lot of other good things in them. Talk a little bit about maybe the actual chocolate and then what makes these different, because they're packaged different. Some of them say
they talk about flavonoids. Booster. That must be important.
Flavonoids or is it flavonoids?
Flavonoids? I don't know. You're a medical person.
Tricia, tell us about it.
That's a very good question. Each of the chocolates are basically, if you look on the back of them, they're certified by Brunswick Labs. So everything I'm going to tell you has been validated by a third party.
Brunswick Labs?
Mm-hmm.
The bowling people?
No.
That's
so funny.
No,
Brunswick Lab is one of the most prestigious nutritional labs in the country, and they certify our products every 3 to 4 months. So these are the people that work with the USDA to determine the antioxidant contents of all our fruits and vegetables. So that's why when I explained to you this has, 3,773 ORAC score to it, means you're getting a high score. And then some of them even have higher ones. What's really cool is 3 pieces of these chocolate equal the amount of 2.5 pounds of raw spinach every day, or the equivalent in antioxidant value of your 12 servings of your fruits and vegetables. So it's a really fun way to get all your nutrition right here.
And it's rich. I just bit into a piece, and I don't think I could eat the whole piece. It's really rich.
It's very good. You just had the Showbiotic, and that is a really cool product because the probiotics are usually found in dairy that we see. And Brunswick Labs found that the raw cocoa is a natural conduit or a delivery system for the probiotic to pass through your stomach. So the acids didn't eat up the probiotic. So the probiotic actually gets into your large gut. So it really helps a lot of people with digestion. And so I basically take one of those every day. And
so you use this like vitamins?
It is a supplement. It can be used as a supplement. Raw cocoa naturally has a lot of vitamins and minerals in its natural form.
I bet you wouldn't have a problem getting your kids to take these vitamins.
No.
What do you think?
Definitely not. You're eating that peanut butter one.
Yes.
Isn't it good?
Yes. It tastes like another peanut butter chocolate product.
Well, but that is the first creator of pure milk chocolate, healthy milk chocolate peanut butter cup.
Wow.
That is the first. So what makes the difference is the cold press. Do y'all know what that means?
No.
It meaning how the bean is pressed?
No, what it means is you're eating raw food. This is a vegetable and go on your plate. It's not heated.
Okay.
So take like a spinach, mm-hmm. a raw salad like from Whole Foods versus cooked spinach at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. When you cook something, you lose all of its vitamins and minerals.
Interesting.
This is raw.
Okay.
So you're basically eating a vegetable because cocoa grows on a tree.
Hmm. I like that.
I'll go for that.
So it's got to have a very high cocoa content, too. I mean, I know that a lot of chocolates
is
have lax and paraffin.
Is it cocoa or cacao?
It's a cacao bean, I think.
Cacao? No. I don't know the words.
I
need the terminology.
We do need the terminology. Uh-huh. But the idea of spinach. Spinach, if you have 2.5 pounds of spinach,
that's like a
lot.
Handful.
2.5 pounds?
When you cook it, doesn't it like turn into like
right.
a thimbleful?
She's talking about raw.
Yeah.
2.5 pounds
can you
of
eat
raw?
That? You couldn't eat that.
I couldn't in one day.
Is it in your garden?
My spinach is not doing so well right now. I've got a bunny that's enjoying it. maybe the bunny needs some chocolate instead. But yeah, I mean, I love spinach, but that would be a lot.
Well, and that's what makes it so exciting is that I've been eating this for over three years. So, and I eat 3 pieces every day. So I'm getting, you know, I'm eating 2.5 pounds of raw spinach every day.
Right.
But I can do that. I can't do that eating the spinach, like
right.
you said. It's just...
What about the calorie content of it?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Each one, this is a superfood. So when you compare these calories versus a bag of potato chips, they're not the same.
Right.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So the squares are only like 33 calories or
how
31
much did that,
calories.
That Reese's?
Peanut butter cup, 80.
Reese's.
80 calories.
80? All right.
Was it worth it? I mean,
yeah,
it was rich.
Good for me.
Yeah.
Worked for me.
I bet.
So, it's a good treat. It's
it
a
is.
Good
That's
treat.
Great. Yeah, there's some health benefits. How can you go wrong?
Well, and then there's a really cool other product we have is the omega-3, and this is plant-based omegas. So it's vegan and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this has a little bit of orange to it, flaxseed, and the omega-3s, which you need for your brains and your muscles and your joints. So a lot of people with arthritis and just all kinds of different issues, they're finding relief in that.
Wow.
And that's what really is keeps Jane and I sharing the product, because it also is very good for diabetics.
Hmm.
Because of the raw cane crystals in this chocolate is a slow release. So people are being able to maintain their issues with diabetes without having to take insulin, but eating chocolate 3 times a day.
That almost sounds too good to be true.
Look, she said it's true.
So Jane,
I trust the holders.
After a long career in business, I mean, gosh, 34 years at a big company, and now you're doing chocolate. I mean, and you look so happy and so refreshed. I mean, what's it like going from a big company and a corporate job to having the flexibility and sharing something you really love with others?
Well, I have to say, I really did enjoy my job. It was great. I've had it for 34 years. And then all of a sudden it's gone, and so I kind of had to recreate myself. But I'm loving the flexibility. It's just a lot of fun. I've met so many nice people, and I love the product, and it just I feel like I'm finally doing something to help others, sharing this product and making friends and making money. It's a great business as well.
Can't beat that. And eating chocolate. How many pieces do you eat a day?
Oh, at least 3 to 4.
Yeah.
And then I drink the shake, and...
The shake.
Chocolate shake? Wow, you should have led with that.
I know.
I like chocolate shakes.
Well, we have some here for you to try.
Ooh, that's good. Now, are any of these like supplements for an entire meal? Like any of them geared towards weight loss?
Chocolate
shake is. Weight loss product?
I know, I'm kind of liking this. Next thing you know, there will be a bacon weight loss product. I'd be in on that, too. But chocolate, so is that a...
It's a meal replacement shake. It has 190 calories per serving. And it's delicious. You can mix it with fruit, which I put a little banana in this.
Mm-hmm.
And for those like Tricia, who weighs 110 pounds, she needs the calories, so she adds peanut butter and other products to it.
Did you used to weigh like 300 pounds before you started drinking that shake?
Before she started
eating. I kind of wish I could say that, but I
look,
can't.
Look, it's radio. We'll just say it.
No, they both look great, and obviously the chocolate's helping. Wow. So you would have that instead of breakfast?
Yes, I have it every morning with my husband and my daughter. We have it every morning, and it's a great way to start the day. And I feel good that they've got something nutritious in them to start off with without eating, you know, the donuts and the other stuff. Not that we ever ate that, but it's a great product to start the day with. And people have lost just a lot of pounds.
Yeah, just by switching over to this. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well,
This has 21 grams of protein in it and 19 amino acids, and it's gluten-free, and it's helping a lot of people with a lot of celiacs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps them a lot. But there's a whole wellness system where the women, you know, eat 1,200 calories a day and the men eat 1,500 calories a day.
Right.
And do two shakes a day. And then the owner of the company wanted a sweet treat, and that's why she came up with the peanut butter cup. So in between meals, you do the peanut butter cup for your sweet treat. And people, there's a whole book being written on this particular product in the medical journals coming out this fall. So it's really exciting to help people. Like I said, Jane says, I don't do it, but my body absorbs all these minerals and vitamins and stuff. So I drink one every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Cool.
So all of our listeners that are wanting to try it, how can they? Where can they buy the chocolate or the shakes or any of those things? Do y'all have a website?
You can contact us. My website is www.olivechocolate.com.
Olive, not I love, right?
Olive, O-L-I-V, right. But I love chocolate.
That too.
Great. And then can they buy it directly from you or from the website?
They can buy it from us. They can call us. Our phone number's on the website.
Great.
We'll be glad to talk to anyone and share some samples with you.
Yeah. I think I might be hooked.
There you go.
I like the fact that it's just a nibble. Like the thought of eating a big candy bar like a Snickers or something, I just can't imagine that anymore. Because I like rich.
I can imagine.
Can you?
Yeah.
I like rich, dark
chocolate. I'm imagining
it now.
<Are
you? laughs> Just eat another piece of chocolate.
Well, I eat about six a day, so I don't hold myself back.
Wow. But they are rich. And I could see, you know, that where if that were your snack, your mid-morning or your afternoon snack, it would kind of tie you over until the next meal.
Absolutely.
You don't have to argue with me on that.
I love chocolate.
Love chocolate. Well, gosh, guys, thanks for being our guest this morning. And give us the website one more time. So our listeners can contact you.
Mine is www.olivechocolate, O-L-I-V-E, chocolate, chocolate.com.
Cool. And cool. Tricia?
And mine is www.whole, W-H-O-L-E, cacao, C-O.
It's long, huh?
Sorry.
Well, it's whole cacao, C-O-C-O.
C-A-C-A-O.
It's early.
Is it a spelling bee?
Yes. Yeah, I failed that in school, so apologize.
The nice thing is that people can click on the link on our website and go right to you.
It's
like
wholecacao.com?
Yes.
All right. We'll go with that for further.
I appreciate you covering me.
Sure.
Holders, thank you so much for being our guest this morning and for sharing your chocolate with us. It makes us want to dump that other chocolate you have on
Look,
the table.
I can't even touch that anymore.
You supply me with that, I'll happily switch
the
them
trash?
Out. You better fill it up with your stuff, though. I'm not doing it for nothing.
Oh, gosh, you're funny. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And now switching from a little something sweet to some art, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Stacy from Canvas by You, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
So you're the president of Canvas by You, and you have a couple of locations fairly close to our studio. Tell us about Canvas by You.
Canvas by You is a step-by-step art studio where we teach non-artist adults how to paint a painting each night. Mm-hmm. We basically walk our customers who show up for a girls' night out, bunco night without the bunco, bachelorette parties and birthday parties, how to paint the painting of the evening, and they leave with it at the end of the evening.
And it's always
there's drinking, right?
Yes,
that was the part you didn't mention.
That's the part I didn't mention.
That's the secret sauce to this whole thing.
Yes, that is the what we like to call liquid confidence. Part of the it allows our type A customers to loosen up a little bit and experience their inner artist.
So you find people sometimes they're afraid to actually put something on that canvas because then it becomes real.
We have a lot of people who have commitment issues. They are
really?
Scared
That's
to commit the paint to the canvas.
So how do you help them overcome that besides liquoring them up?
Well, we don't actually provide the wine. It's our studios are a BYOB
right,
studio.
They bring their own.
They bring their own. And, you know, we just try to, you know, we tell them, go ahead, you know, push forward, you know, take a little sip, put a little paint on the canvas, and we work through the class, believe it or not, eventually people get into it and they believe, and they believe in themselves and are amazed at what they actually have inside. Amy knows. Amy's been there.
What if, like, you totally mess up? You give them a new sheet of paper?
No.
Or you get one shot at this?
Well, first of all, it's not a sheet of paper. It's a canvas. It is a canvas. It's okay. We need to get you there to our studios. I mean, there's one around the corner. Actually, what we do is we take them step by step through the canvas throughout the night. But at the end of the evening, if you feel like you're uncomfortable with your painting, you're not happy with what you produced, we tweak it a little for you.
That means you do it? Fix it?
No, we don't.
They help you.
We kind of guide you and give you a couple of pointers to help you adjust your painting so that you're happy when you leave the building.
Everybody's happy.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It's
magic happens. I'll just take your word for it. I know Amy has a collection of chickens or something you've been making?
I've done.
Farm animals?
No, I have some roosters on my wall that I've painted. And then I think the most fun I had there, I mean, I've been there with girlfriends a few times, and we do definitely sip as we're stroking, and we drink our beverages and as we're throwing the paint on the canvas. But it's so funny what she says. You can see so much about someone's personality by how they paint.
Right.
I mean, I have girlfriends, you look over at their canvas and it's all white and they've got like a couple lines.
Two dots,
like terrified. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the black paint really freaks them out because they're like, that's a huge commitment. If I put the black on.
Really?
And then others are, I mean, I'm just throwing it all over now. I always leave happy. But I went with my family and, you know, we brought lemonade and things, and you don't always have to bring alcohol, but we all four created the same landscape, and then they're in our guest bedroom framed, and it's so cool because even though it was the exact same subject matter, they're all different.
Mm-hmm. Is it always something that's like kind of literal, or is it something like, can you do like
Jason Pollock may be a new artist that's up and coming. I'm not familiar with him, but
cutting edge.
He's training you right now. Okay. No, actually we have abstract art. We have landscapes. We have art for everyone. Flowers. We teach the masters and to our children when we have children's classes in our East.
But in these kind of evening things, you have something there that everybody's trying to paint, or you can do whatever you want.
There's one. Well, we have open studios where you can actually bring an image in and we can take you. You can work on that and we will guide you through it. Yes. Right. But we have an image of the evening. So every night there's a different painting.
Like a theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I guess you could call it a theme.
You can vary the colors, but if you want it to look exactly or very similar to what they're painting, then you kind of go with their color scheme recommendations. And usually the first time I think people come, they probably do that. They kind of go with
the instructor, because they're scared to step out of the box. Right. And they're like, we can change the color. Great. And then they all change their paintings the next class.
Right. And it is so much fun. And you would really enjoy it with Abby and Max.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I've gone for girls' night out.
It sounds like you've gone like 10 times.
I've been a lot, and it's just so much fun. And then, of course, my husband, who's an artist. I mean, he really is an artist, a very good artist. And we have paintings all over our houses and of his work. And I told him, I'm like, he also is a musician. And the time you guys did the guitar.
Yes.
I said, I'm going to encourage you to get some guys together. You will have so much fun. A bunch of women, alcohol, and painting one of your favorite subject matters. And he did.
You can't go wrong.
And he had a ball.
If all of the single men in Atlanta knew how many women were in my studios, they would be there every night.
There's always like three or four guys and then the rest women.
And more guys are catching on. I mean, they come as date night. They get a lot of husbands get great points for bringing their wives to the studio for date night. And
nudge, nudge, wink, wink, Lee. Huh?
I'm sure Abby would love it. What is the full court press here?
For sure.
We just.
Is there chocolate?
People bring chocolate. People bring a little bit. You can bring snacks.
But
you
supply the supplies.
We have everything that you need to
paint. I don't
have
to bring my own brush.
No, we have brushes, paint, canvas, aprons.
Because I know if Amy was taking like a cooking class, she would bring her own knives. Yeah. That I know.
I would.
And
my spatula. I would bring all my own stuff. You're right. Yeah.
Some people do bring their own paint. Brushes
paint?
Not paint. Well, actually, I have people who want something, an exact color to match their house, and they will go to a hobby Lobby or Michael's and pick it up. But we have all of that for you.
Cool.
Start to finish. So tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, there's a theme each night, mm-hmm. but you go onto the calendar and decide which night you want to come. I mean, I think that's something people don't understand. It's like, gosh, if I go, what if it's a golf painting? Well, you know in advance what you're going to be painting.
There's like a calendar?
Yes. Yes. The website's canvasbyu.com, and basically what...
And that's the letter U.
Yes, correct. Thank you. So let's just say you were planning a girls' night out, some kind of an event for girls, or you just wanted something to do tonight. You go to our website. You click on the location. We have three locations in Atlanta, one in Dunwoody Village, one in Lowman's Plaza in Orchard Hills, and one in East Cobb. You find the location you want to visit. You look at the calendar, and you're like, oh, I think I want to paint. I think you painted the funky chicken. Oh, mm-hmm. I want to paint the funky chicken, whatever night that is on. You click on it, a registration page appears.
Right.
You register. And you show up to the studio with your girlfriends, and we take you step by step through that painting. So it's really about finding if the painting that you like. The painting is what drives our business.
Right.
A lot of times it's the event. If you only have a Friday night away from the kids, you know, and you want to break
right.
free, then it'll be based on the day, and you have three different studios you can look at to see what painting you want to attend.
Do you have to get, like, the rights from the artist to allow other people to paint it?
Well, our art is created by my staff. There are paintings in our database that are actually masters, and we haven't been able to contact Van Gogh to get his permission to recreate.
I was talking like, say I wanted to paint Snoopy.
We haven't offered Snoopy, but yes, in certain cases, you would have to get the rights to reproduce certain paintings. We are actually really excited about this. It's a little secret, but I'll go ahead and put it out there.
Breaking news.
It's breaking news. Da 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 da. We are working with a collegiate licensing company here in Atlanta to be licensed to offer college team logos. You cannot offer, for example, I hope I don't offend anyone in here. So if you're an Alabama fan, or Georgia fan, don't you get me? I went to an art school. You can't offer any logo or mascot with the school in your studios legally if you have not been licensed. And there are a lot of studios popping up all over Atlanta and actually the country like this, although we were the first. And people are saying, oh, I want to paint my school, my logo,
right.
my mascot. And studios are offering it, but they don't realize until they get that cease and desist letter that
right.
they can offer that
sure.
because it's trademarked, it's registered. Mm-hmm. And so we're working with the CLC here and the schools to be licensed, and we are right now working with several schools, and hopefully in the next few...
So you have to go school by school?
Yeah, school
wow.
by school. Each school has
their own rules.
You have to license and you know
royalties.
Be paid franchise royalty fees,
right.
correct? But they go back to the school and their college funds,
right.
and so we're really excited.
But you can kind of get around it, right? Like you can paint something red and black and put a football.
Absolutely
right?
not. Absolutely
you
not.
You can do that. Red and black.
You
two
have,
colors,
it,
red and black.
If you
and
were
with a football.
To, if you were to call it Georgia,
right? But if you don't call it Georgia, you just put a football.
You have to
red
be very,
and black.
You have to be very careful. I have spent a lot of time in conference.
Really?
Yes, you have to be very careful. There are people who do it, but most people want to go ahead and throw on their school name and a little more than that. So
right.
you have to be careful.
Okay, well, you're the professional.
I like to follow the rules.
I could see that.
And Lee, I'm not sure about Lee. I don't think he likes to follow the rules.
Well,
no, he doesn't. I can tell. It's okay.
Corporate events would be fun. Like if Jane and Tricia wanted to do a corporate event and go and paint something chocolate related, how much fun would that be?
Well, it'd be awesome. We actually do host team buildings, corporate events, and let's say, for example, you wanted to do a big candy bar, your company logo, you present that to us. I'm sorry, healthy chocolate component to get your vitamins in. we can create something for you. We actually had, you said Chick-fil-A earlier, that you're going to be a judge in. We had Chick-fil-A's corporate office in our studio, and they painted the funky chicken, but put a cow print in the background.
Oh, I love that.
Did you have to pay royalties? Because it was them that you didn't have to do anything? Because I know you follow the rules,
yes.
so you probably did.
You know, he's not going to let me live that down, is he? I live out of the box sometimes. You learn by trying. You learn where you can push
exactly.
out of the box and where you can't.
All right.
And private parties. I mean, it's hard to find a place for a teenager's party. My daughter, when she turned how old is she now? When she turned 15, mm-hmm. she had her party at Canvas by You. I know. It's a fun thing to do with teenagers. I mean, I've got two of them. And what do you do on a Sunday afternoon as a family mm-hmm. with teenagers? And if they've got a brush in their hand, they can't be texting and doing all that. Right. So it's perfect.
Can they paint like cell phones?
We've never had anyone ask us to paint a cell phone that they can hang on their wall in their bedroom, but we can. We can really do pretty much anything. We do, like Amy said, we offer private parties. We have a children's studio in East Cobb, so we do children, to 12 little ones. We do summer camps and weekend camps, Sunday afternoon classes for the little ones where you can drop them off and run.
For how many hours can you keep them occupied?
2 to 3. Children, we end up
What's
playing.
Your record number of hours
that kid? The longest we've kept children are 3 hours. And the kids paint fast, like around Christmas time when we offer any type of, painting. Like we'll paint a painting for the parents. Kids, are done in 20 minutes and we have, 2 hours
so
and
then what
40
do you
minutes
do?
Left.
They paint on the walls.
Well, we paint on the walls. We play four corners.
So
and
you're teaching children to paint on the walls.
Yes.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Do not do this at home.
It's good to know.
I think I painted on the ceiling when I was there one time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. So your place is just filled with graffiti and...
There's a lot of graffiti. Nice. A lot of the studios have been... we have black walls, but we have pockets where you can write your name on the wall. And then we have people who get real creative and write them on the mirrors. And, everything that they ever wanted to do, they couldn't do in their own home, they do in our studios.
Oh, boy.
When it comes to painting.
It was me on the ceiling. I got to
admit
that.
Amy was here.
Yeah, and I had to actually stand on the toilet to do it. There was wine involved, I think.
Yeah, adults do this, but children. I walked into a children's class one day, and I'm like, yeah, I paint wherever you want to. And there were like 6 girls standing on the toilet in the sink. So I'm like, get down.
Safety first.
Yes.
It is so much fun, though. What about fundraisers? Have y'all ever thought about doing that?
We do them all the time.
Do you really?
Most of the studios offer, we do at least one a month in most cases. Basically, if you wanted to host a fundraiser at our studio, you give us a call, send us an email, and say, I'm walking for the Susan G. Komen 3-day. Would you sponsor me? And we find a date on the calendar, and we put on there that, we're doing a fundraiser for this particular organization. You come to the studio, we give a portion of the evening's proceeds back to that foundation on your behalf, and it's that easy.
That's a great idea.
Wow, that's simple.
Really good
idea.
We've
done a breast cancer, American Cancer Society, Alzheimer's. I mean, pretty much anything that you can think of, we do. We don't turn anyone down. We just limit how many we do per studio. So it's pretty much 2 per studio per month. You just have
that's
to contact
a lot,
us.
Though. Wow, that's
we
great.
We do a lot of giving back to the community.
Oh, that's terrific. And you actually have, it looked like one of your locations was over by the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta campus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fun. That's a great place to give.
Yeah, cool.
Any final thoughts for our listeners from you? Your website, we definitely need to get that so we can look at the calendar of events, which I think I'm due for another funky chicken.
Well, we're actually working on a few new chickens. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
A couple of things. First of all, this weekend, just because we're here and it's Wednesday, on Friday and Saturday this week, we have a special where we're doing Bring a Friend for $10. So you go online, you register, and then when you get there, your friend is $10. If you want to find out about specials that we offer in the studio on our Facebook page and on our Twitter account, we'll post last-minute specials. And to just get on our mailing list, all you need to do is go to Canvas by You with the letter U and create an account, and you will be on our monthly newsletter to find out what we've got going on and what we're offering in the studio. So if you need a fun night out with your friends, family, girlfriends, or just something to do, come and visit us.
I think I'm due for another trip.
It sounds like it.
I haven't been there in maybe 4 months, and it is
There's
so
new
much
stuff
fun.
There. That thing, new stuff every day, right?
Yeah.
Every day.
You're my spokesperson.
Every day. Trying to watch your back.
I think that he's due for some art in here.
I think he's definitely due for some art.
You make it.
You know what?
We're good Stacey, with free stuff. You bring me free stuff, we'll take care of you.
Just to make it fun, I think what we need to do for Lee, without Lee. No, without Lee, I think we need to have a corporate outing and all paint pictures of
so
Lee.
Me, there you go. That'd be awesome.
Put him on the walls.
You make that happen.
No, do you give us permission to use your face?
There's royalties involved.
Okay.
We'll work that out. We'll negotiate that.
Actually, we could even make it better. Paint one thing that reminds you of Lee.
There, thank you.
That would open it wide
that.
Up.
We could do just a big Atlanta Business Radio coffee mug.
Wait. You know, that's trademarked, so.
Wait till she sees what she gets when she leaves. You get an Atlanta Business Radio mug. That
you can paint off of. Okay. Or fill it with paint.
We can fill it with wine.
Paint, yeah.
All kinds of ideas. Now she's thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
Stacy, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank
you. And one last time, the name of the, or the listing of the website so folks can look at the calendar.
It's canvasbyyou.com, and the U is just the letter U, canvasbyyou.com.
Wonderful. And by the way, I do love your shoes.
We noticed.
Thank you.
Could you tell? It was,
you stalk her, love her shoes.
Yeah,
I was getting a little creepy from
okay.
over here.
All right. That's me, creepy. Thanks for being our guest today, Stacy.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. I do really need to go back and release some creativity.
See that.
You would enjoy it, Lee.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
And I'm
for
gonna,
other people.
You know me. I'm going to take the initiative, and I'm inviting you and Abby
Thank
and Max.
You. Thank you for that.
And I'm going to watch
and,
you.
And you guys have a good time.
I'm going to watch
I'll
you enjoy
the
yourself. No, you won't. No, you won't. By the way, have you seen any good movies lately?
I go all the time.
Did you see Bad Bosses?
Yes.
Horrible bosses. Oh, my gosh. I laughed so hard. That was a pretty good movie, though.
See.
Really?
I'm pretty picky.
Oh, boy.
My favorite's been Super 8.
I didn't see that.
Really good.
Really? I might need to check that out. Our next guest this morning, we're shifting gears a little bit. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Carl. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about Avtex.
Well, Avtex is based in Minneapolis. We have an office here in Atlanta that we just opened with about a dozen people, but Avtex has about close to 250 employees total. What we do is help companies optimize interactions with their partners, customers, employees, and prospects.
So how do you do that? What magic trick do you do?
Well, we focus on the telephony side of the business, and a big focus of it is around the call center. So I feel a little out of place here talking about this after chocolate and painting and recess.
You know, but, you got to make it work, buddy.
Make everybody
make
slog through listening to this.
Yeah, believe me, we'll make it fun. Don't worry.
I'm sure you will. But so anyway, we focus on the telephony, primarily the call center and everything that touches it. So what we do is we have a couple of major partners in Interactive Intelligence and Microsoft. We run the whole gamut of products across both of their platforms and use our expertise and people and help integrate those products into their business and make their interactions with their customers and internal a lot more consistent and successful.
Now, how about just walk us through? Like, I'm a customer. What's my pain and how are you fixing it?
Okay, so what we primarily do is focus on a company. So,
right. Like, give me an example. Give me a success story.
Well, without mentioning the specific state, I do a lot of work. Of work with the state of Tennessee, and so one of my biggest customers there is the Department of Labor. So what we're doing is put together a contact center that helps them handle more calls and get payments out to people who have lost their jobs.
Right.
So they were inundated with calls, to the point where they couldn't handle them.
Right.
You know, with the downturn in the economy and unemployment being so high. So they have to find other ways of doing it.
So what were they doing previously? Just manually?
Just handling
phone
calls? They got
little post-it notes?
Well, from a telephony standpoint, they just weren't able to handle all the calls. So people would be calling in.
Oh, it'd be busy signals and stuff?
Exactly.
Wow.
And so these people, and this could go on for a long period of time, and there was no way for them to start the process.
Not good.
So what we did was we created, not only we upgraded their call center platform, but we created an intranet and an internet application so that citizens can go online and do such things as apply, change their PIN, change their address. I mean, people would be on hold just to change their PIN number or change their address.
Oh, so they'd be on hold for an hour or not get through to
exactly.
do something simple that takes 5 seconds on the internet.
Exactly. And this isn't a problem that they have. They're limited to. I mean, this is everywhere. So
it is everywhere. I mean, think about how many times you've had that experience. And there are certain industries where you just expect the hassle. Like Georgia Toll, my card had expired.
Right.
And the website was down, and I just knew I was going to be on hold forever. But I wasn't, and I was so surprised. I called, and I got somebody. And that's so refreshing because there are certain things you just expect.
So is it government is your typical client?
No, it's just one of my bigger customers, but it stretches across every – we don't focus on any particular vertical.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be manufacturing, healthcare, retail, government, anything.
But so is your office charged with primarily the Southeast?
Yes. I actually cover the whole Eastern Coast as well. Avtex grew up in the Midwest, up in Minneapolis, basically,
right.
And it started expanding from there. We've been in business for 40 years now.
Oh, wow.
And in the service arm of the telephony side. So we've gone through all the significant changes that have come through that have impacted the telephony area and continue to be a leader in providing services and changing as a business to do that. One of the things we've done is we were bought by a company called an organization called Polad, who is a multi-billion-dollar company up in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. They own the Minnesota Twins and some other entities. And what they did was started putting together a portfolio of technical or telephony and Microsoft type businesses.
Right. So
and
just
so
like
forth.
A kind of complementary.
Exactly.
Right.
And then what we did was we merged this year a couple of the businesses. We bought another business so that not only do we service the contact center aspect of it, the telephony side, but the portals and so forth that contact center agents use
right.
to access information on customers or.
So that way it's fully integrated and it's kind of seamless then. And
exactly.
That way everything will play nice with each other rather than having different kinds of vendors that maybe don't integrate as well.
Exactly. The call center product we have is a little unique in that it is a fully integrated product
mm-hmm.
and it's very unique in the industry. So you don't have to buy a separate recording platform. You don't have to buy a separate ACD platform and an IVR platform. There's a few acronyms in there, but that has been... the telephony environment's changed significantly in the
and
last
10, 15
years.
And it doesn't change dramatically,
years.
Kind of regularly?
Well, you know, it's a slow process, but it has started accelerating with the advent of computers. And
what about like cell?
Yeah, like text and things like that. Like I know Delta has a service now where you can keep track of your gate and your flight if you put in your cell phone number,
and they'll
which is
even
really
text
cool.
you if
yeah.
it's late or something.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, and you can even set it up for every 15 minutes, every 30
right.
minutes to get the updates. That's so neat.
Yeah, technologies. It's just a matter of the companies going out and doing this. There's so much information available out there. There's so many ways for people to contact companies. And so it's a matter of actually doing, putting those pieces together. Social media is such a big thing now because of Facebook and LinkedIn and other areas like that.
So you have services that are kind of integrate that as well?
Well, what happens is, let's say somebody posts something on Facebook and says, you know, I had such a bad experience with X company.
Right.
X company wants to know that, and they
right.
want to rectify it because that just you
so
know,
that becomes their de facto customer service, right?
That's mm-hmm. another way of doing it. So they want to be able to respond to that, and there's products out there that help you get that, queue it
that,
up, get
that
to
monitor
your
it, and then send it to the right person so they can respond quickly, so it doesn't kind of mushroom.
Exactly.
What are some of the different types of things you do to educate your customers and your clients?
Well, one of the things that Avtex does that's a little unique, because we're pretty well-rounded service organization that sells product as well. So we design, develop, support, implement, and support these technologies. And so what we'll do is we'll put on webinars, regular webinars, seminars on an annual basis, maybe once or twice a year. We participate in a number of different organizations, events, and these things aren't really, I mean, ultimately the goal is to sell your product, but the focus of them are on problems that businesses have today and how other businesses can, you know, have been successful in solving them.
How, who in the company buys your product?
It runs, you know, that's one of the big differences now is that it used to be telephony related. So you'd have a contact center manager, you'd have an administrator of the telephony side of the environment of the business. Now IT, with the advent of the internet and software being the product that's doing
right.
this. It used to be a hardware-based product.
Right.
So,
so
now
it's like CIO? Based. Is that who you deal with?
Well, you like to get to that level, and a lot of times you get pushed down, but...
Mm-hmm. But so CIOs are the ones that ultimately make this call? Because this is a big decision, isn't it, to
exactly.
switch vendors in this?
It's, well, to switch vendors, to start up a new location, or to, you know, people do, you do upgrades on this stuff all the time. So
right.
technology changes, people want to look at other technology, and but yeah, the CIO level is typically a good place.
So the pain the person's having, is it something that they really don't notice they're having, or is there something that happens that triggers them to go, you know what, we have to really revisit this? Like you mentioned, the government thing where, okay, the recession happened, so they were bombarded with calls. So that's like, hey, something's not right because, you know, everybody's getting busy signals. But isn't it slowly kind of creep in?
It can. You know, there's all different types of drivers. So there's that aspect of it, the pain issue. Then there's new avenues of
there's
of
just
handling.
Some new technology out there that you want to kind of play around with and see if it works for your company.
Right. And these aren't minor purchases. So
right,
it's
I know.
Not like
so,
someone's going to go and say, you know what, I think we'll just change it out for
yeah.
the heck of it.
Right.
So it needs to, but this technology constantly evolves and it always needs to be upgraded
right.
Because of these changes. So it just depends on, you know, what's driving them at that
point. But what's your
time.
Typical point of entry for a company?
Well, you
is
like
it a small thing or is it a big wholesale change?
It varies, but typically it's a big change.
Oh, wow.
So somebody's doing an upgrade and they want to look at what else is out there, or they're looking for new, because our product's a little different. There's most of the products out there in the market sell to like recording or an IVR. So they mm-hmm. can go in and add to that. What we do is we're going in and replacing systems,
right.
maybe entire systems
exactly.
or big pieces of it. So.
Do you ever marry some of what they had with your system, or it's
yeah,
usually
probably
completely...
not? You don't want to do that, though.
No,
right?
that's a good question, because you can in certain instances. It mm-hmm. just depends. So you don't want to always throw out everything.
And yeah, you do.
Well, I want them to, but they don't want to. So the nice thing about this is it's a pretty pervasive, the call center product is pretty pervasive. And so ultimately you get a piece of it in there and start using it. And then you start seeing other ways to replace product that you're paying for that may just be included in this
right.
or maybe cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Maybe one last success story for our listeners.
Yeah. What's your biggest, like where it really, there was a big ROI change and improvement for a company? You have any stories like that?
Well, in my neck of the woods, right, that I've done a lot of business in the area that I told you about. So that was the biggest one. And if you think about it, you've got citizens who aren't getting paid.
Right.
Right.
I mean, they're not, they don't even know how to pay their rent.
That's
shop.
A crisis situation.
So to me, that's been easily my biggest success
story.
But
what story was the time frame it took to really rectify that situation?
It was significant. I mean, it's... there's a lot of factors involved, but typically these types of implementations can just take a few months.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe a couple extra months to do these other
and then
applications.
If it's the government, then it's times three typically.
Could be. Could be.
Very interesting. So do you have a website or a local contact number for folks that are listening and think, yeah, I've been thinking about this. Maybe it's time to make the change.
Yeah, and that would give them information if there's webinars or some of the stuff that you're doing to educate them.
Sure, and the webinars are free, whether they're customers or prospects or, you know, just anyone out there that wants to learn a little bit more.
Just more information about that, right?
Exactly. So you can go to www.avtex.com, and that's A-V-T-E-X. .com, and I can be reached. I'm here in Atlanta, and I can be reached at 952-832-3751.
So are you the Avtex presence in Atlanta, or you have an office here, or is it just you?
We do have an office. We have about a dozen people down here. We have another salesperson in Florida. So this is a market that we've targeted to grow significantly.
Right.
That kind of matches up with our partners as well.
Right.
You can go to that website, check it out, get in touch with me. I'd be happy to share whatever I can.
And those webinars it's a way to kind of just check out what's going on and what information and what you guys are about.
Exactly.
Cool.
Very cool. Carl,
smart
thanks
people.
For being, yeah, thanks for being our guest today.
Well, I appreciate your time.
There's a lot of moving parts to that.
Yeah.
Out of the whole picture of it, what's the one thing that excites you the most? Is it working with the clients, or is it putting the puzzle pieces together to get a feel for what they need? Because I would think every situation would be very different.
Well, it's nice when you can solve somebody's problem,
mm-hmm.
right? So you always like that pat on
right.
the back or that smile or knowing that you've done something that's helped somebody. And I think that was mentioned a little earlier. And so that's probably the biggest aspect for me is we tend to keep customers for a long period of
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I would imagine. Once they make that switch, that's probably
and so
you got them for a while.
You know, I'm out watching the one gentleman that I've worked with for a number of years. I've gone to his son's baseball and football games, and we're good friends. We go out to dinner a lot, and
right.
You know, getting to be friends with these people because they appreciate what you've done, mm-hmm. and you know,
right.
spend a lot of time with them. So
it's a relationship business.
It's huge, and, yeah. and from that standpoint,
that's great.
Cool.
Good
See,
stuff.
He really likes his job, and you would think that's boring. Your job,
no.
nothing personal.
It,
you
no.
know,
no, I wouldn't think that's boring at all.
Telephony. Come on.
It's a boring
it's
word.
It's not chocolate.
It sounds like something Dionne Warwick would specialize in.
Telephony, but it is a cool sounding word.
Well,
I'm not denying
let's
that.
Let's say call center or contact center. That's not quite as bad. But
all right.
Multi-communication.
But he seems passionate
connoisseur.
About it.
Yeah, multi-communication
right?
connoisseur is what I'm going to call him now.
There you go.
Carl, thanks for being our guest this morning.
And the website one
Thank
more time.
You. www.avtex.com.
Cool.
Great. And our last guest... Perfect way to end the show. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Carol, to talk about Recess for Grown-Ups. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And I don't even have to ask. I know the answer to this. What excites you about your job? I mean, how cool is that? You came up with the company?
I did. It has been tremendously fun. And I really started thinking about what do I love to do. And I love to travel. And I also thought about with where we are in the world right now, we're so busy. Everyone just gets consumed and feels like they can't take time off, yet it's really important mm-hmm. to break away. And so I thought, you know, you really need to take a break. And I don't thought back to when I was a kid and you had recess and you look forward to it in the anticipation. And that tied in with travel so well. So that's how I came up with Recess for Grownups.
And what makes you different than a travel agent?
One of the things that I focus on, and it's kind of funny, with the internet now, and there are so many websites about travel, anything that you search on, you're going to find millions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like to arrange their own, but I think they're also finding that there are the pendulum has swung. There's so much information.
It's right. like too much information.
It literally is. So actually, focus on travel is growing in terms of business because folks do need assistance. And for me, I really focus on helping people have an experience. Mm-hmm. And I think for things on the website, you can absolutely find some basic information. But to take a special trip to celebrate something, mm-hmm. it's more about booking the cheapest thing. It's really about building the components.
Right. You're putting a lot of moving parts together where an individual wouldn't have that kind of skill and knowledge.
Or they spend such ridiculous amounts of time trying
right.
to do it themselves. And one of the things that I've found is, you know, there are components. And you know, I start to list all the little pieces.
Right.
You know, getting to the airport. And then how are you going to get to your hotel? And then
right.
how you get from hotel to... And you want that to flow smoothly. And it takes a lot of thought and concentration.
Sure. And you do it every day. So you already know all this. You already went through the learning curve. And then the individual, that's their first time probably, and they're messing up. They don't know what they don't know.
Not exactly. to mention that she's got her degree in industrial engineering from Georgia Tech.
There you go. Say no more.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I went to in this.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of funny because it seems a little weird, but, you know, I mean, first of all, one of the reasons I got into industrial engineering is because I'm very analytical
mm-hmm.
and I like to research.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And so it fits in, but the other part of industrial engineering is the process. So, that, I mean, I have everything. Just
you got a lot of checklists, huh?
I do to make sure that everything flows smoothly. Right. And the research part, I just love.
You love it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how does somebody pay you? Do they just pay for the trip and you get a piece of that, or is there a fee to engage your services?
It actually works. It depends on what someone's interested in. If someone's interested in a very complex itinerary with lots of parts.
Right.
There can be a retainer fee just
right.
because of all the research
sure.
involved in putting that together. And then other types of trips, just based on how it's structured. In some cases, the supplier actually pays a commission. And so it
so
just,
sometimes there's no out-of-pocket cost?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you call her?
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, and so that's one of the things is to really sit down, look at what someone's interested in, what they want to do, and what is the right way to proceed.
To do that in an efficient
yeah.
manner, and who better than you to
Absolutely.
Help them with that. That's
yes.
awesome.
any particular areas of travel that you specialize in or that you're fond of?
Well, I love planning special occasions mm-hmm. and celebrations, you know, big anniversaries.
Right, like
or
weddings?
I absolutely do honeymoons and destination weddings. One of the things, though, I'm finding is that folks who are starting to become empty nesters
right.
who never really took time for themselves, and now they're ready for the big 25th anniversary trip.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I love planning those. I mean, that's just so fun because, I plan a lot of special activities. I'll research the destination, something special they can go do, like a wine tasting
right.
or a Segway tour in Paris. Just a lot
right.
of fun, different things.
Is there any, do you do anything with that volunteering tourism aspect where there's volunteering, you know, you go somewhere but to volunteer and help?
You know, I haven't done anything with that yet, although that is absolutely
right.
a growing
we have to
area.
Them. We'll connect
right.
them. They were on the show. It's called Eat, Go, Give, and
right.
they do volunteer trips.
Right, where you go somewhere, but you help while you're there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I'm very familiar right. with it. I just haven't done
yeah.
anything with that yet.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to travel, too. But talk a little bit more about, maybe tell us a story of someone that you planned a trip for and the hug around the neck you got afterwards.
Oh, that's always so much fun. Well, one thing that was very cool is I had a friend whose mom said she wanted to see the Rhine in Germany. Mm-hmm. Her mom had never had a passport.
Wow.
And so I planned a Rhine River cruise, got all the passport information to tell them where to go and how to get a passport because she was 81 years old and never had a passport. She had some problems walking, so worked with the cruise line to deal with the portable wheelchair, got the information about the museums so that they could go to the museums and still have the accessibility issues, and then planned a Tulip Time tour because they mm-hmm. when they started in Amsterdam. So they came back, and it was just the mother's dream. I mean, she had a fabulous time. So it was wonderful that they could take that trip together.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I understand you have a big trip coming up involving Navy and Notre Dame in Ireland.
I do. And that's, you know, I talked about celebration travel, but I also like to focus on these kind of once-in-a-lifetime trips. And I think this is one of these. Navy plays Notre Dame in Dublin in September of 2012.
Is that the first time they ever
actually,
did that?
Now, actually, I say once in a lifetime. It's actually
the second
in a lifetime because they did this in 1996.
Oh, really?
And it was huge. And, well, a lot of people went over, but now it's an even bigger deal, you know, because, first of all, Navy and Notre Dame is a pretty exciting mm-hmm. football game.
Yeah, it is.
Strong rivalry, avid fans. And then Ireland. I mean, Ireland's one of those
right.
destinations on a lot of folks' bucket lists. So it's a great opportunity to bring it all together.
Would you be able to help somebody if they wanted to go to, like, the Olympics in England?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Things like that. Those
yeah.
kind of, if there's, like, some international event, if I wanted to go see the Tour de France, you can kind of
right, yeah,
something.
And that's the thing. There are some very specific tour companies that we work with. And,
right.
and that's one of the other things. There are some specialty companies in different destinations that will only work with travel consultants.
Sure.
And so, you know, we kind of have the link with those folks so that they're specialists in that area, and then we can create the right experience.
Right.
So what kind of experience would I expect in Ireland if I went to that game?
Well, one of the things that I really wanted to focus on, because there are a number of tours there, and it is such an incredible destination, but because you want to see the country, a lot of the tours are designed that you're changing hotels every night.
Mm.
And I did not want that because
yeah.
that's the feedback I've gotten from folks. And so I worked with an Ireland tour company, 79 years old, but designed to my specifications. So, for example, my 9-night tour has 4 nights in Dublin, 4 nights in Killarney, and the last night in Dromoland Castle, which is a real Irish castle. But while you're in Killarney, for example, every day there's sightseeing included. So one day the Ring of Kerry, another day the Dingle Peninsula, another day Mizzenhead and Bantry Bay. But because it's all coming from Killarney, if you wake up one morning and go, you know, I think I'd rather just hang out here, because you're not moving hotels every day, you have more of that flexibility and independence.
Mm-hmm. So you use that as a hub, and then you just leave from there and come back.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, because I think it's important for folks to have a very comprehensive sightseeing plan, which is included in the price, but at the same time not feel so
stressed,
scheduled.
Right, where they're like, I got to, you know, it's like a job.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got the right balance so that folks have a very high-value trip with a lot of inclusions, but yet they can kind of do their
right,
own thing.
Right, it has flexibility if they want it.
Exactly.
Have you ever been to Ireland? Obviously you have if you're planning all this.
Well, I just came back last week because I went to take a preview trip.
That was smart of you to do that. You might have to take several preview trips to really get the feel of it because you don't want to send someone to the wrong place.
She might need another opinion too and a companion.
You know.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, and I did go because I wanted to kind
of
take notes. I have my notebook
going
the whole
time. That's what it was about, taking notes.
I
did. <it was. laughs>
You should see the list of things that I learned. But, you know, just little things about, you know, where do you catch a cab and how long is it going to take you to get to the Temple Bar area and all that. And I've got a lot of notes, but I have got to say Ireland is so incredibly beautiful. I was taking pictures and I finally gave up because you would see this amazing scenery and go to take a picture and look at the picture and go, oh, well, no, that's not it. And
right. It doesn't capture it. It's too big. Right.
And everybody is just as friendly as you've heard. It's wonderful.
Did you drink any beer while you were there?
Of course not.
Okay.
She was doing research.
That's
part of the research.
Part of the research is the Guinness storehouse, and I took the tour, and I did have some Guinness. They have, at the top of the Guinness storehouse, they have the Gravity Bar, which has a 360-degree view over Dublin. Fabulous. Guinness, I'm not a huge fan, but Irish cider. Discovered Irish cider.
Now that you added that to the itinerary, right?
Yes, absolutely. And but they don't have it at Trader Joe's, so I don't know what I'm going to do yet. So
you might have to have it shipped back
in.
Here.
I know. So,
wow. Can you imagine? That sounds like
tough
a great
life, huh?
It sounds like a great way to check it off your bucket list. Is what you were saying?
Absolutely.
What are some of the other things that are on your bucket list as far as travel?
The biggest one that I've got coming up is. An Alaska cruise, which I want to do with my kids. All my kids are...
So your company is for grown-ups, but it can be also kids, right?
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
When you say families... How old are your kids?
Well, my kids are teenagers. Like, the oldest just graduated from college. And so in a couple of years, when my youngest graduates from high school, I want to do an Alaskan cruise, but also go inland, go into Denali and see Alaska, because we've not been there, and I think that is just... going to be an amazing trip.
Yeah.
So I've researched it upside and I've got such an amazing plan put together. So
I must have spent months of productivity planning that Italy trip, Lee. I could have
just made one phone call, walked away.
Because it is. We are so much information on the internet, and then you just start swimming in it, and you're, this looks good. And then there's so many pictures, too. It's all involving.
Yeah, it is. And you have to be careful because there are a lot of resources, and to know which ones are the ones you can trust is a very key thing. So, and, you know, actually within the travel consultant community, we exchange a lot of information. So even if I haven't been someplace, I have a set of peers that I can consult with.
That you trust.
Yeah.
Right. You've already vetted them.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Although the summer is winding down for many, but people travel year round. Any travel tips for our listeners?
You know, my biggest travel tip, no matter what time it
is hire you.
Beside that one.
The first one.
This sounds a little weird, but I think you have to expect that not everything's going to go well. Because no matter how thorough the planning is, the plane could be late. It could rain. Because I'll tell you what, it rained every day in Ireland. And the thing was, who cares? I was in Ireland.
Exactly.
You know, but, you know, you lose $50, which is what my mom did. And but if you kind of anticipate that it's not going to be perfect, then when things happen.
Right, it's not the end of the world.
Then
right.
you can, because what the worst thing you can do on a trip is to hold on to aggravation. Mm-hmm. If something bad happens and
you
get gotta wrapped
go with
up.
It. You got to go with it.
Exactly. And so if you say, you know, this is planned out, but something's not going to go perfect. Then when it happens, you're like, well, that was according to plan. It was not going to be perfect.
Exactly.
And then you can enjoy it, because that's the key thing, is to really look for all the amazing sights and
experiences that you wouldn't have had if you didn't go.
Absolutely.
Tell us your website.
It is www.recess4 grownups.com. So Recess for Grownups.
Love it.
Nice.
Great idea. Great idea. I think I'm going to contact her for it.
I thought you would.
Yeah.
I thought this was your way of vetting her to see
if
you
is.
Should call her.
I've got a vacation fund building right now, but I think I want to go over to Paris. I've never been to Paris.
I just
and do a big.
I was just there in April.
See that? Every 2 weeks she's in another country.
And then do some appendages off of that, obviously. So, all right. I've got my person right here.
There you go.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning, Carol.
Thank you.
And we hope folks visit your website.
That's Recess for Grownups.
Correct.
Amy, if you're looking for someone.
Yes, not to be confused for Adult Recess, which is that fitness class I used to teach. When I first opened the email, I was like, wow, that's interesting. But no, very, very different concept. Great show this morning, Lee.
Yeah, a wide variety.
Yes. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Have a wonderful week.